Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Notice in verse number 20, "Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and the prophets, for God has avenged you on her." Isn't that interesting? The whole world is mourning. The monarchs, the merchants, all these other people are mourning because of the great losses of finances. Notice they weren't mourning the loss of life. They were mourning because they lost their money. Okay? But the next verse, verse number 20, tells us to rejoice, all the people in heaven. It's interesting that only in the book of the there's only three events that we find where heaven rejoices in all the book of Revelation. Only three events. Now we know in the gospel it talks about when somebody's saved, there's great joy in heaven when somebody's saved. But in the book of Revelation, it only speaks three times about heaven rejoicing. Number one, it's when Satan is cast out. Revelation 12:12, when he's cast from the earth, as in the middle of the tribulation period, he's cast out upon the earth. All the nations, or all heaven rejoices. I guess so. He's no longer that. But now he's on earth, okay? And we talked about that. Satan has access right now to the heavenlies. How far he goes, I have no idea. How far God allows him to get to the heavenlies. I know he can't come to the throne of grace. He can't. But I think of it again, I'm a simple-minded person. Who said amen? I heard that little grunt. I'm just a simple-minded person. I think of these things, okay? I see these things called invisible fences. That dogs, that they have some kind of collar, and they get closer to the boundaries, and they get closer to that boundary of the yard, that somehow it shocks them, and so they're not crossing that boundary. I'm not saying Satan has a dog collar on him, but he can only get so close to heaven. And probably the closer he gets to heaven, y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? I know he has certain access, but he's going to be cast, and he no longer will have access to heaven. And heaven rejoices in Revelation 12:12. We see Revelation 18:20, that Babylon is destroyed. And we see in verse number 20, rejoice, and all rejoicing because that great city is totally annihilated. And then in Revelation 19:7, we're going to be there next week. I can't wait this study about the bride and all. In verse number 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. Three times in the mentioned book of Revelation that people rejoice, and this is the second time when they see Babylon has fallen. The rejoicing of their judgment. Let me close with this. The results of Babylon's judgment. In the rest of the chapter, and a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city be thrown down and shall be found no more. You can go there today and still see remnants of Babylon and what took place there. But he said, you're going to be there no more, a total destruction. And the voice of the harpers and the musicians and the pipers and the trumpeters shall be heard no more. And no craftsman, whatsoever craft he be, shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. In other words, no more work, no more jobs, no more laboring, nothing is totally, totally destroyed. And the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bride and the bridegroom shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Boy, I wish I could talk about that. We're running out of time. And then verse number 24. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of saints and all of them that were slain upon the earth. God destroys the religious system of Babylon in the middle of the week, in the middle of the tribulation period. He destroys this great city, Babylon, at the end of the tribulation period. And we begin next week in chapter number 19, verse number 1. And let me just read this, kind of a way of introduction. And after these things, after what? After destruction of Babylon, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. I'm going to stop there, but there's four Alleluias that are here in Revelation chapter number 19. And all of them, even though they all say the same thing, by the way, in sideline, there's nothing wrong with saying hallelujah. Hallelujah! People think I'm a Pentecostal. Hey, you're going to be saying that forever and forever and forever. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Now, this morning when Dr. Rudy Hollow, when he preaches, now I don't want you to get up and run around this church and jump in pews. You let me do that. But there's nothing wrong with saying, that's right, preacher. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Get in practice. Because for eternity, we're going to be doing this. Four hallelujahs, and every one of them are different. Hallelujah, because the Lord returns. That's the first one. Second one, hallelujah, when we read it, because of his rewards. The third one, because he redeems. Number four, because he reigns. All of those hallelujahs in chapter number 19 speaks of our Lord's coming in the revelation. In the revelation. Again, a lot of confusion. A lot of confusion. And by now, you ought to know that Revelation 19 speaks of his second coming. It's when the Lord comes with his saints. I believe in what's called a pre-tribulation catching away the saints. And I have 1 minute. Let me share this with you. I believe this. I know a lot of people think differently than me, and that's okay. I believe the Bible's so strong about this, and we're in the study book of Revelation, that Jesus could come at any moment. Do you believe that? Folk, we must believe that. We must believe that. And we're going to close in Revelation 22 when Jesus said, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. And then he says, surely I come quickly. And then John says this, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. If that doesn't get your mind to what we call imminent mentality, that Jesus comes at any moment, I can't help you. When John said, even so, come, oh, come, Lord Jesus, even now, he was looking for Jesus to come. Or he would have said, even so, come Antichrist, so that Jesus could come. Even so, come seals, so that Jesus could come. Even so, come trumpets and vials of wrath, that Jesus could come. No, John wrote all of this down. He saw it all take place, and Jesus said, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. And John said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Folk, that ought to be our heart's desire. Looking for the coming of Jesus Christ. Are you ready for him? If you don't believe that, you've been wrong before. Jesus is coming. And they sang that last night. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Watermelon, watermelon, watermelon. Trumpets, trumpets sound. Anyway, that's why they sang, but Jesus is coming. Boy, I'll give you one other one. I'll give you one, and I'm done. Talked with a preacher here it's been months now ago about this. He believed differently than I did. And I just simply said this, brother, if you're right, and I see that Antichrist signing that covenant, and I see these things take place in the seals, I'll call you and say, brother, you're right. You're right. You're right. I was wrong. But if I'm right, and which I believe in, the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive shall reign shall come. As we're going up in heaven, I'm going to say, I told you so! I told you so! Of course, it's all in jest and all. He did the same thing. He laughed at me, you know, but I'm looking for Jesus to come. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, most of all for Jesus, who makes all this possible because of his shed blood on Calvary. Lord, bless our morning worship, that it will be acceptable to you. If perhaps there would be somebody today that knows you not as Savior. Perhaps they're watching this on media, internet, or Roku, whatever they're watching. Lord, they don't know you as Savior. That this will be the hour that they come to know you as we know you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Let's prepare for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.